from Edible Radio, your loyal to local voice of edible communities. This is Edible Travel. And now here's your host, Kate Manchester.
This is Kate Manchester, and you're listening to Edible Travel on Edible Radio. And today we're talking with Krista Harris. And Krista Harris is the editor and publisher of Edible Santa Barbara since 2009. And she's a fifth-generation Californian who was born and raised in San Diego. She moved to Santa Barbara to attend UC Santa Barbara, fell in love with the area, and has lived there ever since. So her first job was working for a local newspaper. Since then, she's worked as an editor, graphic designer, creative director in corporate world. For us, she's with Edible Santa Barbara. And Krista, welcome to the show today.
Oh, thank you, Kate. I'm so excited to be chatting with you.
We are too. So, you know, the premise of this show is the series of road trips we've been taking. And so we're headed to Santa Barbara, and we're looking to our Edible publishers and our editors to find out, you know, what are the must-see to do, to eat, to drink? What are the things that you love to do that, you know, maybe you've written about, maybe you haven't, but that you want to tell people, or that you probably tell people all the time, is my guess.
You know, I do. It's so funny because especially this time of year in the summertime, you know, we have friends and family visiting, or readers are emailing us, asking us questions. It's just, you know, it's the topic that comes up, road trips and where to eat and what to do when you're on them. And I just love talking about the subject, as you can imagine.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're the expert. So tell us, where would we begin?
Yeah, you know, Santa Barbara County, first of all, you know, it's a pretty big county. So, and let's just go with the premise that we're on a road trip and we have a car. Because I think there's a lot of places, you know, when you're right downtown Santa Barbara, it's very walkable. But then when you head out into our wine country, you want to have the chance to really explore and go to some of the little off the road spots that are fun, like wine tasting, you know, going out to the vineyards. And so I'm going to just start us off maybe with breakfast out in our wine country in the small town of Los Alamos. There is one of the most amazing bakeries up there called Bob's Well Bread. And, you know, you just would just do so well starting your morning off with, a you know, some luscious bread, croissants, a full breakfast. And the whole town is really darling if you want to just tool around. It's about one block long, but it has the highest concentration of restaurants and foodie places, I think, of any area in Santa Barbara County. Yeah, there's just some great spots, along with some antiquing to do, you know, if you're into that. So that would be a really fun place to start. Now, if you were down in Santa Barbara, one of the things that I do every week is go to the farmer's market. We have some great farmer's markets 6 days a week, and the Saturday market is the biggest market. It is just packed with, you know, the most amazing farmers, and we even have fishermen that sell at the market, and it's a lot of fun. And I, after going to the market on Saturday mornings, I just walk up the street to Say Cheese, which is a wonderful combination gourmet cheese shop / cafe breakfast spot, you know, you name it. So that's another really great place for breakfast. And then you could also pick up picnic provisions. You know, if you were going to head out and do a picnic later on, wine tasting, that would be a great place to pick something up.
I have a quick question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
So you said 6 days a week farmers markets. If there are actually farmers markets 6 days a week in Santa Barbara, correct?
Yeah, Santa Barbara and the outlying area. So,
okay.
You know, there's downtown, our, you know, some of our biggest farmers markets, and then there's smaller markets in Solvang and in some of the other Carpinteria little towns. But every day except Monday, you can find a farmers market. So that's a good thing.
Let me ask you this. Can we find a listing on your website at ediblesantabarbara.com?
Absolutely. Yes.
Perfect.
And I encourage everyone when they're planning their trip, yeah, check out the website, check out farmers market schedules and where things are. Absolutely.
Okay, let's keep going. So you were talking picnic.
Okay, so if you have grabbed up some wonderful picnic supplies at Say Cheese and you're heading out to the valley, I wish I could just name a couple of vineyards to visit, but there's so many. We have hundreds out there that are all, you know, worth visiting. So I would usually tell people, pick a specific area, you know, or even a type of wine. You know, maybe they're interested in Pinot Noir, so they could pick several producers to go visit and taste Pinot Noir. Or perhaps they want to just focus on one little section, one little AVA. That could be sometimes a fun thing to do when you're tasting. And, you know, if you're not in the mood for a picnic, there's some great restaurants for lunch. One of my favorites for Italian food is SY Kitchen, which is right in San Ynez, and they're open for lunch, dinner, and even aperitivo cocktails. So that's a really fun place to go. Have you been out to the area? Have you been out to wine tasting in Santa Barbara County?
It's funny because I know this is crazy, but I have not, and I've been to Santa Barbara several times. I never really think of Santa Barbara as wine country, which is ridiculous, I know. But when I've visited other parts of California like Napa, Sonoma, you know, Marin, I always think of that as wine country. But I do know that Santa Barbara has some wonderful wines. I've never visited any of the region's wineries.
Well, you know, it's because it's sort of an up-and-coming region. I mean, we've obviously been making wine for a long time, but I think people are still discovering Santa Barbara County wines, and there's so many different varietals that are grown here, so that's why it's kind of complicated. You can't just say, oh, we grow Pinot Noir, although if you saw the movie Sideways, that might be what you think that is happening in Santa Barbara County, but there's so much more. So that's why it's kind of fun to, you know, get in that car on your road trip and head out there and do some wine tasting. Or, you know, the other option is if you're in the mood for beach time, if you head just a tiny bit south of Santa Barbara, there's the quaint little beach town of Carpinteria. And that is a really fun place to go. You know, some people even take the train. They hop on the train downtown Santa Barbara and take the 15-minute train ride down to Carpinteria. Easy, you know, to do. And there's some great, especially great lunch spots down there. I love Gianfranco's, which has wonderful Italian food, and Sly's, which has really super yummy comfort bistro food. Very delicious hamburgers, I have to admit. So that's another option, you know, beach time too, because, you know, it's hard to come to Santa Barbara and not want to go to the beach.
And not go to the beach, absolutely, absolutely.
Exactly. So after beach time, another fun thing to do is to stroll up State Street, which is sort of the main drag, and stop at McConnell's and have an ice cream. That's one of our sort of our famous ice cream purveyors, and people, you know, from all over Southern California love McConnell's because you can actually buy it in some grocery stores around the region. But the best is, of course, to go into the shop and get it, you know, right there where, you know, close to where it's
sure.
made. That's a lot of fun. So dinner time, let's think about dinner too, because, you know, after all this strolling and eating all day,
you're going to be starving for dinner.
Exactly. You know, there's so much to eat and do. So I think it kind of depends on where you end up, you know, for dinner as to where I recommend people go. So if you are staying out in the valley and you did a whole wine, you know, extravaganza, there's a really wonderful little B&B in Ballard, and it's called the Ballard Inn. And it also has a restaurant, so it's sort of a chef owner proprietor. And Budi Cazali is the chef and owner, and he is just one of our treasured chefs of Santa Barbara County. I just love the way his style of cooking has kind of a, you know, it's typical wonderful Santa Barbara ingredients, but he's got sort of an Asian fusion thing going on, and it does incredible things with seafood and just mixing flavors that it's so worth going there for dinner. And if you're staying there, how perfect. You could just, you know, eat dinner at the restaurant and then just head up to your room afterwards. You don't have to
get
in the car. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun to do. And I have friends in Santa Barbara who've even gone there and stayed there. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
That's, Yeah, it's worthy of a staycation.
A staycation, that's great. Let's keep talking dinner, and then I've got some questions for you.
Okay, well, let's see. If you are in the neighborhood of Los Alamos, remember we had breakfast there, some of us, I would recommend Full of Life Flatbread. That has been sort of, you know, a destination for a lot of people. It's been open for, you know, over 10 years. The chef and owner, Clark Staub, has done amazing things with local food. He forages the entire area, finds the most amazing local ingredients, and every week the menu is different. So I couldn't even tell you what you might be eating because it changes constantly. And the hallmark of his cuisine is this wonderful wood-fired pizza oven, which he has been known to do everything from appetizers to desserts in the pizza oven. And it's just really creative food in a casual atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So you get that, you know, really spectacular fine dining food, but you're in a comfortable, casual atmosphere that's kid-friendly and outdoor area that you can hang out. So that's a real special place to go if you're up there for dinner. And they're only open Thursday through Sunday. So you kind of to plan your trip, you know. You can't just show up there and only dinner. So no lunch, unfortunately. And then down in Santa Barbara, if you are in town and you really want sort of that classic Santa Barbara feel, you know, a bit of wine country cuisine, I would recommend Bouchon. That's actually where my husband and I had our wedding dinner, so you know how much we love the place. Yes, and it's just been a real special place for Santa Barbara for a long time. I think they opened in the late 90s, and, you know, they were doing Santa Barbara County wine country cuisine before it was even really considered wine country cuisine in Santa Barbara. So they do just a beautiful job, and I also like that they do foodie tours. So they do a farmer's market stroll, if you will. So basically you can go and meet the chef at the farmer's market on Tuesday and walk through the market with their chef, and he can, you know, as he's buying stuff, tell you why he likes this particular tomato or whichever. And then you go back to the restaurant and you have dinner there and you are eating the produce that he picked out at the market, which is, I think it's really fun for people who are new to Santa Barbara to do that.
I love that idea. And I didn't have to cook it. I love that idea. I think that's great.
Yeah, they also do it at their other restaurant called The Wine Cask, another Santa Barbara institution that we all love. And so, again, they, you know, you just sign up for one of those foodie strolls. And that is really, you have to be there on a Tuesday night for that, if you want to do the foodie stroll. And then the other area in Santa Barbara that is just the up-and-coming, fun, hip neighborhood is the Funk Zone, which is right near the beach, and there are lots of restaurants, wine tasting rooms, breweries. There's even a local distillery who has a tasting room down there. You could really have fun having dinner at The Lark, which is one of the sort of really nice restaurants in the area that has part of a complex where they have, you know, an area for wine tasting. They have a brewery across the way, Figaro Mountain Brewing. They even have like a little casual pizza place called Lucky Penny. That's a really fun place. The entire exterior of it is covered with actual pennies.
Oh, wow.
Which is, yeah, it's really kind of fun. So that whole area, I think, is worth a visit, you know, and it's very walkable. It's near the train station, that neighborhood. So those people who have come in on the train or who drove in and just want to leave their car, now walk everywhere, that's a great zone for that kind of experience.
That's fantastic. That's really
fantastic. It's a lot of fun.
So you've got some great things going on. Do you have any festivals coming up this summer that aren't to be missed, like foodie or wine festivals, or when do those happen?
You know, there's a lot going on in the summer, and so most of our festivals, like our food festivals, are actually in the fall. I think, you know, summertime is just such a busy time for people. There are some festivals that happen in the summer, like the French Festival happens in the park, and we have our big Old Spanish Days in the first weekend in August, which we celebrate our Spanish heritage, and there's lots of things going on there. But the real foodie festivals tend to be kind of in September and October. There's a wonderful fermentation festival that happens in Goleta September 11th this year, and that has all kinds of fermented foods, everything mm-hmm. from kimchi to, you know, cheese and yogurts and all kinds of talks and demonstrations. That's a lot of fun. And then seafood, you know, a lot of people who come to Santa Barbara are interested in seafood, and they should mm-hmm. be, because we have a really viable, you know, like the harbor area has fishermen were right there. You can actually go to a fisherman's market on Saturday morning. You know, you can really eat local fish if you look around, and we have some of the best. Like the uni is just known the world over for, you know, the quality of the uni and the urchin that's caught here. So, and in the fall, you have all the wonderful shrimp comes into season, and our local spiny lobster, which is
nice.
Just amazing. Yeah, it's delicious.
Really nice. Well, Krista, this is great. Did we miss anything? Is there anything else that we want to do?
Well, you know, one of the things that, you know, I talked about wine quite a bit, and I didn't mention beer. For those travelers who are more into beer than wine, the saying goes that it takes a lot of great beer to make a good wine, because winemakers love beer. And so we've kind of got a lot of thriving microbreweries opening up. And so
nice.
People that are into beer, there are lots of places to visit, like the Funk Zone that I mentioned mm-hmm. and in town and all over. You can really find some fantastic local beers, some of which are even collaborations with winemakers where they're aging the beers in wine barrels and they're doing all kinds of creative stuff. So we can't forget that, because that's a lot of fun. You know, people want, they want to taste those, you know, very specific regional specialties, you know, when they're traveling. That's what I like to do.
Yeah, beer is so hot right now. I was listening. There's so many breweries popping up, mm-hmm. even in our own little town here, tiny little town of 6,000 people, and we have 3 breweries.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's really growing, and it's so great because it gives people an opportunity to create a beverage that is really coming from the local area, you know, that it's utilizing often ingredients. Some people are growing hops, you know, they're really tapping into that. So yeah. I think that's a fun trend and something that we all are looking for in the summertime,
absolutely.
Along with some nice chilled rosé wine, of course, too.
Of course. Anybody in Santa Barbara doing terrific rosés?
Oh my gosh, there are so many. I mean, that is a really popular varietal right now, and some people make a rosé of Pinot Noir, or they make a rosé of Syrah. There's so many different rosés. And, you know, I was even at a wine festival last spring where they were doing wine cocktails. So they were using rosé and other white wines and making these really refreshing cocktails.
Yes.
So that's another spot I have to throw in. If you're into cocktails, go to the Good Lion, which is right on State Street, and they've done those amazing wine cocktails, but they've also done all kinds of interesting cocktails. You know, that craft cocktail movement is also really big. And so that's a fun place to go.
So it's Santa Barbara. Great smoothies, great. I feel like
yeah.
juice is such a hot thing right
healthy.
Now.
Healthy. Yeah, right. Don't
yes.
you think of healthy when you think of Santa Barbara?
I
you
do.
Know, the,
I absolutely
the lifestyle.
Do.
Sure. Well, my favorite place is called Backyard Bowls, and it has been around for quite a while. I think they were fairly new when we first started the magazine, and they make not only smoothies, but they make these wonderful bowls with a kind of a base of an acai sorbet, and then they pile fruit on top of it, mostly local fruit, and they put granola or local honey. They have all kinds of interesting combinations, and I have turned people on to this place, and they say it's so addictive, because it is. It's absolutely delicious. They use super high-quality ingredients, and they're very creative with the combinations. So it's amazing. And they do have a couple of locations throughout Santa Barbara. They started off just right downtown, and then people they were so crazy about it, they had to open up in Goleta and some of the outlying areas. So it has really spread, and it's become a Santa Barbara tradition to go to Backyard Bowls and get your smoothie or your bowl. They even do hot ones, like a hot quinoa bowl or an oatmeal bowl for the winter months. Put that on your list.
Definitely, especially if you've got kids, but even not those acai bowls are so addictive, and they're generally really, really healthy, really good for you.
I know, and I love the fact that Backyard Bowls is really doing everything, you know, sourcing locally whenever they can, using, you know, all these reusable containers. You know, they're really at the forefront of trying to make it not only healthy, but, you know, environmentally sound as well. So that's always nice. We do care about the environment an awful lot in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, you know? I know that. Santa Barbara is such a great place. Well, Krista, thank you. We've been talking with Krista Harris, who's the publisher, editor of Edible Santa Barbara, about our Santa Barbara road trip. So, Krista, we're probably going to look for the magazine when we're there, but we can find all of this on ediblefeast.com and ediblesantabarbara.com. And I want to thank you so much for joining us today, Krista.
Oh, thank you so much. And I am so excited to be part of the road trip. Bring it on.
We are too. We'll see you soon.
Okay. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks for listening to Edible Travel from Edible Radio, your loyal to local voice of edible communities. For more information, visit ediblefeast.com.